This is your mind ranting. Buenos dias. Today is the 10th of February, 2023. Ladies, gentlemen, 4 days away from Valentine's Day. Quite a useless holiday to spend a shit ton of money and to let your loved one know that you care about them. When you should do that just about every day. And I'm probably the last person to talk because I fail to do that sometimes. So, if you are scrambling for a gift, flowers or chocolates, yeah, they're pretty good. Or you can find a way to make date night a little bit interesting. Try not to go out on the day. It's on Tuesday. It's going to be crazy. Actually, there is one place that I will recommend you guys check out. All right. Taco stand. Now, hear me out. If you... your gal or your guy, they really like tacos. Tacos de lengua, tacos de chorizo, tacos de suadero, de asada, de pollo del al pastor. Hey, you know where to go. All right. It's inexpensive. All right. It's a treat. It's flavorful. There's probably little to no lines. Ain't nobody going to go out to a fucking taco stand on Valentine's Day. Although, the world has surprised me. So, just be wary. There's always fish tacos the next day. Or, yeah. Anywho, so today's rant. I know I always say I want to keep these short, but this one definitely is going to be short. I'm probably going to leave Friday to be the like a bonus episode day. And bonus episodes are going to be really short. So, you know, it takes a lot for you to, and for me specifically, it takes a lot for me to kind of look past the idiocy of, you know, popular videos and, you know, popular trends to see what, you know, what gets people tuning into these things. And I'm bringing up two examples of things that I just, one makes sense as to why people gravitate towards it. And then the other one, I just don't fucking get. Okay. I had recently stumbled upon a news article by Newsweek. And, you know, shout out to Newsweek for sometimes having really, really good stuff to read. I always thought Newsweek was kind of in the same realm as like TMZ or like the, what's that one? The National Enquirer, you know, just tabloids of just the most blatant and overblown fucking pieces of news. And I guess people eat it up, right? Do people still read magazines, right? Especially like physical ones. So I found this Newsweek article. In fact, I am going to tag it in my newsletter for tomorrow. That had popped up back in 2021, and it was in regards to some of these disgusting trends that were coming up on TikTok. Now, I could go ahead and tell you that I fucking hate TikTok with every fiber of my being, but I can't say that because now that newsletter, I mean, now that I noticed that, YouTube does it. Instagram has done it. I mean, they all have copied this, you know, endless clip algorithm. And it does a good job to keep you stuck on there. So the Newsweek article read 21 dangerous TikTok trends every parent should be aware of, right? I mean, why the fuck are people coming up with this shit? I mean, are we really that bored? Are we really that desperate for attention? I mean, I know we're in an attention economy and sometimes controversial shit can be said that might, you know, might rub people some, right? Yeah, they'll rub people the wrong way, or there's some really crazy shit out there that people will say that make you question their sanity. But, I mean, when you have things like the Benadryl challenge, when you're encouraging kids to take, you know, excessive amounts of fucking Benadryl, that might cause hallucinations. The Corona Challenge, basically you're licking items in public. It's funny because my wife was talking about how we should all lick something and just kind of become immune to Corona when this first came up, back when this shit was scary and you had to use comedy to kind of get through the day. We got the eye challenge. You put a Ziploc bag filled with jelly, hand sanitizer, bleach, and shaving cream. Put it near your eye, and apparently it would change the color of your eye. What the fuck does that even mean? What in the shit? Okay. You got people putting lighters in front of their face. Hydrochloric acid fucking injections in their skin. Vampire fangs. Okay. Apparently it happened Halloween, I think, of last year, or I hope that people didn't do this year. It basically involved, you know, them gluing vampire fangs onto their teeth using super glue or nail glue. Those people should have just fucking ate the glue and done everybody a favor. Okay, Spotify, I want you to know I'm not condoning violence or anything of that sort. I really am not. It's just sometimes humanity upsets me, and humanity kind of makes me question their thought process. I think common sense really, really needs to be touched on throughout the years. I think there needs to be like a course every year. It has to be a mandatory course in school, right? This is just bonkers. So reading that, right, and I'm just like, why the fuck are these people falling for it? Why the fuck are people, you know, doing these ridiculous challenges? You know, it's just the way the world's set up. You know, the more outrageous, the more ridiculous, the more potential there are for views. And you know, when we get views, you know, our dopaminergic systems, they just go haywire. That's why we're constantly checking our phone when we hear the phantom ringing. Just that small little taste of admiration gets us going. And look, I fucking go ballistic whenever I see, you know, someone that I follow tag me on or like my tweet or even retweet, right? Just recently, one of my favorite authors retweeted something that he had put out. And I'm like, holy shit, you know, that's cool that he put that out, right? So I get it. I'm a stupid human being, but I don't know if I'm stupid enough to try like a lick challenge. And I'm sure there's a TikTok video out there of me doing a stupid dance with my niece or something. Because, you know, there's TikTok babies. Now, I can see why people gravitate towards stuff like that. And then there's a second thing that I was recently watching with one of my younger nephews. I hang out with them too much. I need real friends. But I was watching, I think it's called FGTV. It's a family gaming show, channel actually, on YouTube. And they just put out, you know, regular gaming content. Well, kind of funny, goofy gaming content using Roblox. I've seen using Minecraft and Five Nights at Freddy. I mean, look, these kids got me into Roblox, and now I'm kind of diving into the rabbit hole of what the application has to offer, on top of also owning some Roblox stocks. So I see that kind of stuff, and I'm just like, I can see why kids look at the stuff for hours on end, and then they turn around and try to make their own content. But I feel like that content is probably a little bit less dangerous than fucking putting a bag of jelly, sanitizer, and shaving cream over your eye to make it change colors. Yeah, I know there's the whole dangers with, you know, excessive video game use, but I mean, just politicians fucking putting out crazy shit. And then, you know, you got the fringe people saying that video games turn people violent and whatnot. There's so many fucking things that turn people violent. So, I mean, I don't think anybody's really getting anything really negative from watching these streamers, right? This FGTV especially. You know, my little nephew, he's able to pick up words and he understands these words and he learns it from the show and he surprises his teacher. You know, I would never expect a 6-year-old to understand what a security breach is, right? Or for them to understand what it means to be capable. Well, I shouldn't even say that because, you know, who knows? Fucking 5-6-year-olds, they tend to astonish us nowadays. But I look at stuff like that, these streamers, and they're actually doing a good service. You know, I used to hate what Mr. Beast stood for. I feel like his videos were too clickbaity in the beginning. But then I started realizing, like, I'm just being a hater, right? And I feel like there's a marketing 101 class in a majority of Mr. Beast's videos, or even in FG's videos of video game streaming, that if you really just sit there, take a pen and pencil, just kind of write down, and then, yeah, write down what you think looks good. Try to spin it for your own creation and hopefully put something just as good, if not better than they would. I mean, you got one's got a huge battle to fight to get as good as them. But I mean, if they can do it, I mean, why not? Right. And I think it'd just be for the better. I mean, look, people will say what they say about Mr. Beast, but he does incredible stuff. Yeah, he's got a goofy demeanor and I used to think he had a punchable face. Again, Spotify, I'm not condoning, I'm not getting people, telling people to become violent, okay? I hate making that disclaimer all the time, but, you know, you gotta. But, you know, yeah, despite having the goofy face, you know, I salute him and all the good work he's done. And FGTV, you know, having his kids involved in the work and then, you know, working their way up from, you know, for a long, long time. You know, and now it's wanting to inspire some of my family members to do their own thing. I think one of my cousins, he mentioned that his fascination with video game streamers got him to want to jump into a coding camp, which, I mean, shit, good for him, right? You get inspiration from where you can. If these videos inspire one of my nephews to go ahead and start their own YouTube channel and for them to blow up in the next 4 to 5 years, I mean, more power to them. I mean, I started this podcast too a while back, just to say what I wanted to say, but, you know, I listened to some of these more, you know, pop culture-y podcasts, and, you know, a part of me wants to hate them, but at the same time, like, they're doing better than me. Their message is concise. They're good. They're good. And I think it's important for us to take things from there and implement it in our own way. So the lesson, the moral of today's episode is to stay away from fucking stupid TikTok trends. I honestly hope that the app fucking gets banned completely. It probably won't. I hope that there's a little bit of regulation for it. Like, I mean, I'm the last person to say anything about regulation, especially because, well, you know, I'm always talking about gun control, but, you know, that's neither here or there. Okay. I think I am done. And we'll call it here. Ladies and gentlemen, be sure to let your loved one know that you care about them, your specific partner. You know, let them know that they mean the world to you and that you appreciate everything they do for you, especially if you're a slob. Or if you're a wench, or anything of the above, you know, just let them know. And you don't need a special day like Valentine's Day to remind them. But yeah. So until then, until next time, next Wednesday and Friday, catch us here. Be sure to check out the Substack newsletter. This is Your Mind Ranting. We've got the Twitter page. The tag is @CrushRants247. We got an Instagram as well. Instagram is kind of, I throw a little bit more personal stuff in there. Some of my writing as well. And I forgot that I still got a website, which I just updated just a couple days ago. I'm going to check in at least monthly. So yeah, lots of exciting stuff. But yeah, my degenerates, my freaks of nature, stay safe, be well. Try to hang out with some sober people or semi-sober people this week. We need a break from humanity's stupidity once in a while. Adios.